What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're going to blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in, Full Time Report on Off the Woodwork, presented by 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Jason Longshore, Mike Conti here from Protective Stadium in Birmingham, Alabama. A 2-0 win for Atlanta United in preseason. Quick recap from us. Mike, what stood out to you about today?
Fitness much better over on a week-to-week basis, much better than it was in Chattanooga. You did not see the leg waning after 30 minutes of each half. I thought Atlanta United very, very organized, well prepared. And that, I think, says a lot when you look at a group that's still a little bit young, not used to playing with each other, but very, very organized defensively. Birmingham had one good chance the whole game. It was a clearance off the line by Dominic Chanqui. Set pieces defended very well. I just was very impressed with, in general, Atlanta United's organization. And then, again, I think you're seeing players who are fighting for first-team opportunities. Dominic Chanqui, just as he was in Chattanooga, excellent today. Luke Brennan and Matt Edwards, and Brennan singled out by Ronnie Dyla in the post-game press conference as someone who really stands out to him right now. Those young guys, Ronan Wynn, Kamen Togashi, who could be the third striker coming into this year. And
could be the second striker coming into this year. He keeps putting the ball in the back of the net.
Absolutely. You saw a lot of guys make statements today. All in all, a very clean performance by Atlanta United today. Feel way more optimistic about this one than the one we saw last week in Chattanooga.
Yeah, I think you saw the progression, and Ronnie Dyla sounded happy about everything as well. You'll hear from him later on the full-time report. I thought you saw progression. You know, game one of preseason shouldn't be your best performance. It needs to continually improve. Now the team's going to go to Bradenton, and they're going to play 3 games in about a week and a half's time. They're going to get into a routine that we'll see at times during the season this year. Ronnie mentioned that this team is deep and you're going to need everybody. I think what you saw today was a lot of different contributors to the result.
Yeah, and you know what was interesting is, like, I thought Mateus Quick was someone who was really, really active in Chattanooga and very involved. He didn't need to do as much today. Yeah. I thought Alexei Moranchuk did a lot more today.
He was good.
So you're seeing kind of like the tide come in and out with some of these players, and very active in some ways, not passive in other ways, but able to facilitate and let others make contributions in other ways, if that makes sense. Really good to see just a total team contribution today. I cannot pick out one player who I thought struggled today.
Yeah.
I think you can pick out a lot of players who are very good. Like Edwin Mosquera, mm-hmm. who didn't even get on the score sheet today, might have been man of the match.
Yeah.
You know, his work rate was really remarkable. Yeah. That's another thing, too. You know, when you see a team demonstrate the work rate that they're demonstrating right now in a preseason game, very good sign.
Yeah.
Very, very good sign that they're in a positive frame of mind right now, because you're starting to enter a little bit of a dog days situation now in training camp, and you're going to Bradenton, and the dog days continue a little bit. But I just thought everything was very positive today for Atlanta United.
Yeah, it was an impressive performance. Noah Cobb went 90. Luke Brennan went 90. You mentioned it. Dyla singled out Brennan for some special praise in this one. A really good performance all the way around for this group. A lot of fun to call this one.
Yes. Yes, agreed. Agreed. And I think the fans who made the trip had a lot of fun, too. You saw a lot of really encouraging things today. And if I'm a Birmingham supporter, look, that was their first preseason test. And I thought they had a number of players who were up for it. I thought they had a couple trialists who really stood out, which is something that I'm sure Tommy Soan and Jay Heaps are looking at right now. This is a good tradition.
Yep.
We've kind of hit on something here. This is our third trip to
this
stadium.
We need a name for it at this point.
Yeah,
I-20 Cup of some sort.
The Magic City Cup. I don't know. Atlanta's got its Magic City, and this is the Magic City.
Hey.
But no, I like this tradition. I hope it continues. And look, there was a little bit of physicality, a little bit of chippiness early. Both teams responded to that positively. So, all in all, a good day.
Maybe we can break out that wooden trophy from the Leones Negros friendly and repurpose it for this. You got to catch a bus, so we're going to let you go. Jarrett Smith will tag in for you. More full-time report coming up right after this.
Back with more full-time report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Full-time report presented by 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app on the Off the Woodwork podcast here from Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta United. 2-0 winners in preseason game number 2 over the Birmingham Legion. Ronnie Dyla spoke to the media, and here is what he had to say.
I'm very, very happy today with the performance. I think we were very good organized when they had 90 minutes, never opened up. But talking and like a top team should do, you don't give them anything for free. I think the Birmingham was also a good team, so like you can feel that they had some strength. If we don't are organized, they will catch on us in something, so that's good. And offensively, I think we also looked more dangerous. We played more through the center of the pitch. We pressed a little bit higher. Still, we had things to work on. It's been the toughest week also training-wise. We had a lot of load. So I think that also to be organized and get through the game in the way they did, when you have heavy legs, it's very, very good, and that's how it is going to be in the end of the games also. So when you're tired, you need to talk more, you need to use your head, and I think we did that in a good way.
Before the second goal, it's like Birmingham was really growing into the match and threatening for that equalizer. How was the team able to kind of keep its nerve and see the match out ultimately?
I didn't see them dangerous. I see them had the chance in the 46th minute with unbelievable speed on the side there. He got through. That's the chance, and they had one counter-attack. Beside that, we were staying a little bit in low block, but then they were... We blocked crosses. We had control of the crosses. They didn't play through us. And I think we had more chances than them. Last week, we had more crosses. We had more attempts to the goal and then them, but we didn't have big chances. Now we have bigger chances, and I think we deserve to win today against a team that you can see have quality.
What were some of the, I guess, specific things from the Chattanooga match that you saw that you wanted to work on that you were able to implement just in that
I showed them in periods there also we did good things. So I had a lot of pictures to show them when we do the right things, when we are defending as a unit, when we are organized and we play quick and we bouncing off the center of the pitch, when we're playing through the center of the pitch. So we have worked on more details in these things, when cross is coming, how the run's going to be, how to use the sixes and the 10 more. That we have to do, we can't give away the game when we are 1-0 up. That's also one thing. So it was a set play last time. It was a easy goal we conceded just in behind. I think we didn't give them anything for free today. The things they got, they did because there was some quality into what they did. And I think everything about details is getting better. But of course, it's 1 week. But I see we win and we look like a solid team. And that's something to build on.
Bartosz looked really comfortable in the first 45 on the ball and defensively. How's he kind of taken everything that you're asking of him?
I think his feel is very challenging because he needs to open his body more and he has to play more forward and he has to not only be the dog that he can be. He needs also to open up and be more helping to be more playmaker. So I see that he did that better today that he's done. So I think all four of the central ones have big potential. And Klicky, of course, is important as well with his experience. I think he played well. I think Tristan and Jay also show a lot of ability. So all of them demands more, I think, about what's expected on the ball. Same with the center backs, and I think we showed more of that today. So I'm looking forward to see which one you are fresher and even more play together.
John Albee plays 45 minutes today in the second half. Most of the first team guys wanted to ask about your thoughts on how he's progressing.
Who?
Dominic John Albee.
I'm impressed. He's 16 years old. It's a long time since I've seen something like that. So that's because he has the special thing, his physique. He's so quick. He's good 1v1. He's mature in what he's doing. So that is special. So I'm looking forward to work further with him.
Your thoughts on the way Josh Cohen played in the first half in goal?
Yeah, he did everything perfect. So had nothing to do. He disturbed the ball very. It's okay. It was one time he was a little bit stressed, and I think he couldn't play simpler. He's not going to be the playmaker of the team, and not Brad either. And that's if we have that, we have a big problem. So then it's far to the goal. Again, preventing goals are so important as a goalkeeper. We can talk about saves, but I'd rather have zero saves and zero goals against. And that's what we did today. I don't think we had a save. So we saved ourselves and on the line one time. And one was shot upside, so that's let's keep on having that.
Ronnie, I'm curious. Bartek had the armband in the first half, the captain's armband. What qualities did you see in him that led to you giving him that responsibility?
I think it's others that can have that as well, but he leads by example. He's always working really hard. He's a great character. I want him to speak more. I want him to be more, gets what he has inside him, that determination and that, anger to win the ball. He also has to get that out to show the whole team that, you know, that he can be a little bit also a little verbal. So hopefully they can help lead within that that way. So that's one of the reasons.
After the Chattanooga game, you expressed that you weren't happy about the amount of back passes. Did you see an improvement today in that regard?
Yeah, but we need more. More forward passing because and the in front has to be more available. We need to dare to play on them in the tight situations because they should have quality to do it. And we have so much quality forward, and it's also coming even more quality in from new players. So we need to get that ball so as quick as possible up to these guys. That's why they are there. And the defense and the sixes, they are, their task is to keep clean sheet and is to play that ball as quick as possible and get our foreign players as much as possible on the ball in the last third of the pitch. If you can do that, then it's up to them to find the relations to create even more chances than we did today.
I feel like the team took more chances playing forward today when the counter pressure was as good as it was. How, in the way that you want the team to play, how connected are those two things?
We need more. I think we can press even higher in moments. Sometimes we just give them the ball and we drop a little bit more. And when we do that, it's okay. Sometimes in the games you need to rest a little bit and you let them play sideways but not through us. Every time we win the ball in good situation, we have to look inside. We have to get Alex on the ball. We need to get the strikers on the ball. We need to get wingers on the ball. And then we need the runs from behind. So then you can choose then if you want to counterattack or you want to keep the ball. But the most important that we are playing on their half instead of our own. Because if we play backwards, we are not as a goalkeeper. And then they get energy to want to press. They don't like to stop and run against their own goal. No team likes that, so we don't want to give them something they're looking for. So you win it. If you can't play backwards, then forward, then we play backwards or sideways, and then forward again. So, and then of course you need midfielders that they can orient themselves, they open up their body to really control the game in the center of the pitch. And I think we have that, but they are not used to be so much on the ball that they are now, and that's something we just have to keep on practicing.
In the second half,
in the second half, we saw Saba come in that left wing. Once Miguel gets in, is that a sign of things to come? Saba on the left, Miguel on the right, or are you still trying to assess that and work that out once Miguel gets acclimated?
It's natural that he's a right winger. He's been that his whole career almost. But I think also he can play at 10 now. He's more mature player, so he can also be in the center, I think. But of course, we have to put Miguel in a place where he can be the best version of himself. And then we have Shonde, we have Edwin, we have Saba, we have Luke. I really believe in Luke. He has something special also, I think, you know. And now when you have four guys with this as well, also the other we have in the center of the pitch, we have a vid in our squad that is top. So it's going to be a competition, but we're also going to play a lot of games, and we need everybody.
Callum and then Blaine to close us out.
We saw a lot of different fullbacks in today, whether that be Edwards or Hernandez or Chonqui. With the recent injury that's been announced for Pedro Amador and Lennon's injury that's lasting a couple months, how do you plan to manage the lineups for fullbacks?
Are you good enough? You're old enough. And Matt, I think, did very good coming on today. Dominic was good. I think Ronnie played well on the left. And running on the right as well. It's like I see they get tired and these things, but are we organized? Then it's no problem to play with young players. This when we lose control and shape in the game, then it's more difficult. But we have a lot of experience in the center of the pitch, and they should help these guys. And they just have to believe in themselves. And I want to have energy into that team. And to use young players is good if they are, as I said, if they are good enough. And so far, I've seen that they can defend. And for me, defending is number one. If you can't defend, you can't play fullback. You can attack as much as you want, but if every time they counterattack and they get the goal chance, you cannot. And last year's numbers is way too high for fullbacks. They are involved in way too much, also center backs. So that number has to go down, and that you have to do as a unit, and also that you're thinking more about defending than attacking, because if you defend well, you will also attack better. So find that balance is important, but I think all in the defense understand that number one is clean sheet, and then of course I want and we want to attack, but I don't want an open game, because then it's a coincidence who's going to win.
Blaine, last one.
The Miguel situation yesterday, just excited about getting him here. I have no timeline or deadline or when he may be back, but him working into your offense and how he might be able to fit in with you guys.
Miguel?
Yeah.
If he can't fit in with us, then who's going to fit then? It's impossible to when you get a quality player like that, so that's going to be no problem. He's already here. He trained today in the facilities. He will train with the team from Monday. He's already ready to go, I think, because he's played Premier League now for a long time. I'm almost really a little bit happy that he has been on the bench lately, because then he has more rest and can really kick on when we are starting. So we're looking forward to getting him in the team as a person, as a player, with his experience, with his attitude, everything. So that will give another lift to this team that already is improving and shows a lot of character and energy.
Tagging Jarrett Smith in for Mike Conti. Jarrett, you were in the room with me and everybody else here in Birmingham listening to what Ronnie had to say. What's your reaction to hearing him after Atlanta United's first preseason win?
Just happiness, I guess, building off of the Chattanooga game, because you're moving in the right direction. You know, you're taking steps forward. I thought he felt like, the way he talked about it, that he saw progress where he wanted to see progress. Now, is it going to be perfect in game two of preseason? No, it's not. There's going to be things to improve. But I thought he saw things he liked. He challenged some of these guys. Like, you asked two young players in Noah Cobb and Luke Brennan to give you 90 minutes today. Mm-hmm. And not just physically, but mentally playing 90 minutes and not break down late in the game. But he challenged those guys, and they answered the bell. And, again, it wasn't perfect. But you took those steps that I think you can build on going to Bradenton.
Yeah, and that's what's coming up next for this group. You're going to play three games in Bradenton over a Wednesday, a Saturday, a Wednesday, and then you come back for another Saturday game. So the games are going to pile up. The fitness is going to be essential during this moment. Look, you probably know Ronnie Dyla and what he wants out of a team better than anybody, being a Celtic fan and seeing what he did in Glasgow with that team. You know, knowing where he wants to be, what are you seeing that so far is positive in pointing in that direction?
The fitness right now with guys, like, if for no other reason, you're able to pick your spots with pressure, but also get forward efficiently without burning too much energy in terms of like wild runs where you get so far forward and then you're leaving yourself exposed. Like, you're getting forward, you're being aggressive, but you're doing it under control enough so that you're not leaving these massive gaps. Because what pops into my mind, Jason, is the Cincinnati games from last year, mm-hmm. where Cincinnati would want to get you in those transition games where the game just gets stretched and stretched and stretched. And it's so hard to win those games. They become a crapshoot. And a team like Cincy, of course, was built to exploit those and built to win those games. But I thought they got forward in this game, especially when they would allow Birmingham to have the ball and they weren't trying to take it off of them, but did it in a way where they were able to get forward without compromising their own defensive integrity.
Yeah, it wasn't reckless. It was getting north-south, getting direct, but in the right way. And when they did lose possession, I thought the counter pressure was brilliant today. That was the number one thing that jumped out to me. We'll talk more about that. You're going to hear the highlights from the game as well. It was broadcast at atlutd.com/live, which is a spot you might want to bookmark for some upcoming matches. Just saying, you've got the Dallas game that will be broadcast there, along with being on 92.9 The Game. And hopefully, if everything goes well, you're going to get to see some of the games and some of the action from Bradenton there as well. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following me at Longshoe. Make sure you're following the club at ATLUTD. Coming up next on the Full-Time Report, highlights from Birmingham. Atlanta United wins 2-0 over the Birmingham Legion.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Back with more Full Time Report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Full-time report from Protective Stadium in Birmingham, Alabama. Atlanta United wins 2-0 over the Birmingham Legion. Preseason game number 2 and preseason win number 1 for the Five Stripes. Here's what the broadcast sounded like. Here's the highlights from this afternoon.
Trejo to the back post, and Cohen will watch that go out for goal kick.
Pulled Cohen just a little bit there as he dove at the end.
Maybe just being super safe.
Maybe.
Ronan Wynn. Good ball to the penalty area and headed aside by Coase. Still alive here for Atlanta. Schlesch, the bicycle, is caught by Van Okel. Good attempt by Bartek Schlesch. O'Reilly. Riley. It bounced off of Mensah. It'll be caught by Van Okel.
One of those moments where you just gotta be a little bit quicker on the ball.
O'Reilly. It bounced off of Mensah. It'll be caught by Van Okel.
That's one of those moments where you just gotta be a little bit quicker on the ball.
Hernandez, header, score! Beautifully executed by Kamen Togashi. Hernandez, header, score! Beautifully executed by Kamen Togashi. Hernandez, header, score! Beautifully executed by Kamen Togashi. Go to Brennan. Saves it off the end line. The cutback pass for Riley. Saved at the near post by Van Okel. That was Togashi, not Riley, excuse me, but a good save at the near post by Van Okel. Go to Brennan. Saves it off the end line. The cutback pass for Riley. Saved at the near post by Van Okel. That was Togashi, not Riley, excuse me, but a good save at the near post by Van Okel. Trejo approaching. Schlesch out to Wynn. Up to Riley, who is dug down and fouled by Mensah.
That's going to be a card. Very late.
He doesn't want to look at the referee, but
he knows what's coming.
Trejo approaching. Schlesch out to Wynn. Up to Riley, who is dug down and fouled by Mensah.
That's going to be a card. Late.
He doesn't want to look at the referee, but
he knows what's coming. They're defending.
Now here's a chance for Enzo Martinez. The offside flag comes up. The shot was inaccurate anyway.
I was wondering how he found that pocket of space. Well, he came back from an offside position. That's how.
And now playing it ahead, and there's an option here as Togashi centers it, and Mascara cannot get on the end of it. He'll roll out for a throw, and immediately you see Jay Fortune waving everyone forward to press.
Threw himself at it.
And now, playing it ahead, and there's an option here as Togashi centers it, and Mascara cannot get on the end of it. He'll roll out for a throw, and immediately you see Jay Fortune waving everyone forward to press.
Threw himself at it.
And now, playing it ahead, and there's an option here as Togashi centers it, and Mascara cannot get on the end of it. He'll roll out for a throw, and immediately you see Jay Fortune waving everyone forward to press.
Threw himself at it.
Backing down the wing, and this man is behind Edwards all the way to the edge of the six, and that is cleared off the line by Dominic Shaun-Cui.
Nice awareness from Chong Kui. A great run down the left side for Birmingham.
Backing down the wing, and this man is behind Edwards all the way to the edge of the six, and that is cleared off the line by Dominic Chong Kui.
Nice awareness from Chong Kui. A great run down the left side for Birmingham.
Backing down the wing, and this man is behind Edwards all the way to the edge of the six, and that is cleared off the line by Dominic Chong Kui.
Nice awareness from Chong Kui. A great run down the left side for Birmingham.
Half?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, he's done this before some.
Well, here's a chance for Jamal Thiaré, and a good ball by Saba, and then the cross is blocked at the near post back to Thiaré. We'll get back to that thought on Brad. That's out for a corner, I believe. No, they're going to
half? A little bit, yeah. I mean, he's done this before some.
Well, here's a chance for Jamal Thiaré, and a good ball by Saba, and then the cross is blocked at the near post back to Thiaré. We'll get back to that thought on Brad. That's out for a corner, I believe. No, they're going to
half? A little bit, yeah. I mean, he's done this before some.
Well, here's a chance for Jamal Thiaré, and a good ball by Saba, and then the cross is blocked at the near post back to Thiaré. We'll get back to that thought on Brad. That's out for a corner, I believe. No, they're going to now with the Brom sweeping that out for the throw. Click. Moranchuk. Brennan! And TRA cannot slam it home. Goal kick.
It's a tough one for TRA because he's outside of that post. Gotta try to open up.
Fourth corner to Saba. Saba to the back post. Bounces to TRA. Another goal kick. They had a couple targets lurking inside the goal mouth. And TRA unable to finesse that into the net.
I think
fourth corner to Saba. Saba to the back post. Bounces to TRA. Another goal kick. They had a couple targets lurking inside the goal mouth. And TRA unable to finesse that into the net.
I think
fourth corner to Saba. Saba to the back post. Bounces to TRA. Another goal kick. They had a couple targets lurking inside the goal mouth. And TRA unable to finesse that into the net.
I think.
Moranchuk. Saba now on the right side. And he'll send that in. And he had Brennan crashing to the near post. That'll roll out for goal kick.
That's where your wingers switch sides. Saba ends up on the right. Brennan ends up on the left. Bookmark that one. You're going to see plenty.
Moranchuk. Saba now on the right side. And he'll send that in. And he had Brennan crashing to the near post. That'll roll out for goal kick.
That's where your wingers switch sides. Saba ends up on the right. Brennan ends up on the left. Bookmark that one. You're going to see plenty.
Moranchuk. Saba now on the right side. And he'll send that in. And he had Brennan crashing to the near post. That'll roll out for goal kick.
That's where your wingers switch sides. Saba ends up on the right. Brennan ends up on the left. Bookmark that one. You're going to see plenty.
Bob. Atlanta United scoring in the 25th minute. Kamen Togashi. It's Moyamba. They play on. And that shot is saved by Brad Guzan off the boots of Arekru.
Demianchuk has let him play. He's been pretty consistent.
Bob. Atlanta United scoring in the 25th minute. Kamen Togashi. It's Moyamba. They play on. And that shot is saved by Brad Guzan off the boots of Arekru.
Demianchuk has let him play. He's been pretty consistent.
Brennan. Brennan. Matt Edwards. Here's the cross. Alexei! And it's blocked in front of the goalkeeper.
Love that from Brennan and Edwards. A great ball from Edwards. We'll get another look at it in a minute, but here comes Birmingham.
Brennan. Brennan. Matt Edwards. Here's the cross. Alexei! And it's blocked in front of the goalkeeper.
Love that from Brennan and Edwards. A great ball from Edwards. We'll get another look at it in a minute, but here comes Birmingham.
Brennan. Brennan. Matt Edwards. Here's the cross. Alexei! And it's blocked in front of the goalkeeper.
Love that from Brennan and Edwards. A great ball from Edwards. We'll get another look at it in a minute, but here comes Birmingham.
Now here's a chance for the Legion. And that shot slips wide of the far post.
Dorado scuffed it as he cut across.
Now here's a chance for the Legion. And that shot slips wide of the far post.
Dorado scuffed it as he cut across.
Edwards does win it back. Here's Matt Edwards driving. Edwards at a tough angle. Spangenberg with the stop, out for a corner.
Saba's pressure forces the turnover. The back heel attempt from Saba is ridiculous. Nearly gets through.
Edwards does win it back. Here's Matt Edwards driving. Edwards at a tough angle. Spangenberg with the stop, out for a corner.
Saba's pressure forces the turnover. The back heel attempt from Saba is ridiculous. Nearly gets through.
Edwards does win it back. Here's Matt Edwards driving. Edwards at a tough angle. Spangenberg with the stop, out for a corner.
Saba's pressure forces the turnover. The back heel attempt from Saba is ridiculous. Nearly gets through.
Especially for this group. To the back post this time. Spangenberg punches. Quick with the chip. No. Okay. Good idea. A little crafty.
Yeah, I think he saw something.
For Itaka. And Preston has passed him and Abram, and Shockley has to foul him from behind. He'll be booked for that.
That's fine. That's a smart decision from Chonqui. Abram ends up making the play. But yeah, that's
for Itaka. And Preston has passed him and Abram, and Shockley has to foul him from behind. He'll be booked for that.
That's fine. That's a smart decision from Chonqui. Abram ends up making the play. But yeah, that's in the play. But yeah, that's an experienced play to take that yellow from Chonqui. Ends up with the grab. It's going to be a yellow. He knows what he's doing. Hamuda as well. Two young, talented players.
To the near post this time and a cut back. Still not fully cleared. Roof kicks it away to TRA. Oh, just missed wide. Jamal is close to calibrating this in.
Getting there. Getting there, Jamal TRA.
At back. Still not fully cleared. Roof kicks it away to TRA. Oh, just missed wide. Jamal is close to calibrating this in.
Getting there. Getting there, Jamal TRA.
At back. Still not fully cleared. Roof kicks it away to TRA. Oh, just missed wide. Jamal is close to calibrating this in.
Getting there. Getting there, Jamal TRA. They're taking away the easy options for Birmingham.
Tabor Itaka. Brad handles that. Trying to spring Luke Brennan in transition, and that finds him. Brennan now trying to dig it away from Hamuda, has been put as Tabor Itaka. He gets the overlap from Suarez. He'll send that to the back post, and Brad, good body control to let that float out for goal kick.
This group with Birmingham, that sequence, you had the two
plays. That's a good throw into Marancho. Alexei, TRA, off the post. The rebound to Brennan. The flag comes up now.
Yeah, I think it's Brennan who's offside. I don't think the header from TRA was offside.
That's a good throw into Marancho. Alexei, TRA, off the post. The rebound to Brennan. The flag comes up now.
Yeah, I think it's Brennan who's offside. I don't think the header from TRA was offside.
That's a good throw into Marancho. Alexei, TRA, off the post. The rebound to Brennan. The flag comes up now.
Yeah, I think it's Brennan who's offside. I don't think the header from TRA was offside.
Center back's pretty high as this is pitched towards Tabor Itaka, and the ball pinballs back to the top of the 18 where it's shot wide.
You can't get sloppy in those kind of moments. Can't get sloppy in those moments and leave.
A click to Alexei Maranchuk. Alexei. Alexei! Good save. Delgado out for a corner.
Rocket from Maranchuk. Would love to see that a little bit more from him in 2025.
A click to Alexei Maranchuk. Alexei. Alexei! Good save. Delgado out for a corner.
Rocket from Maranchuk. Would love to see that a little bit.
Jason Longshore here with Jarrett Smith, reacting to the highlights and kind of closing things out on the full-time report. We can get philosophical. We can get into some rumors. We can get into all kinds of things here to close this out. We probably will. But let's start with the goals from today. Kamen Togashi gets a just clinical header. Edwin Mosquera earns the free kick. Great free kick from Ronald Hernandez. But the header from Togashi, who was a player that we didn't really know what to expect from him, I've really enjoyed watching him, whether it's in training or in these two preseason matches so far.
Really enjoyed it as well. Even there were moments in that first 45 where the midfield was younger, mm-hmm. where I think when they get more comfortable, when they get more experienced, they won't hesitate to play a couple of through balls through that kind of that middle channel, where I thought he made a couple runs that didn't get paid off.
Yeah,
where
I agree.
He was trying to be as dangerous as possible. He and Will Riley were pressing a lot together, changing, moving around on the field, but really impressed with the header, really impressed with the movement. And, man, look, Ronald Hernandez could have had two assists. Luke Brennan was just barely offside.
Barely.
What would have been the second goal. Ronald Hernandez, it's going to be awkward when Alexei Maranchuk isn't leading the league in assists this year because Ronald Hernandez is somehow leading the league in assists.
That would be something. That would be unexpected. I would not recommend running out to your favorite website to place a bid on that one. No, please.
If you do it with money, you don't mind losing.
Yes. But that is some degenerate behavior, yes.
But the thing about Ronald doing that is, for me, Jason, it goes back to what Ronnie Dyla said in the introductory press conference. He's asking kids to step up, mm-hmm. but he's also asking veterans to get better.
Yep.
And look, we got the word before the game that Pedro Amador, hamstring injury, 2 to 3 weeks. Well, Ronald Hernandez has a chance to step up. And today he did. Yep. And he's going to have to take those opportunities. Guys who are more veteran players, who aren't teenagers or are in their early 20s, these are those moments that Ronnie Dyla said before the season, I want those guys who want to get better. Ronald Hernandez showed you something today.
Ronnie is showing Ronnie so far a lot, playing on the left side with Amador out. Maybe Amador will be back for opening day. We're just going to have to wait and see. It is preseason. You're going to be careful with guys at this stage. No Derek Williams, no Steon Gregerson, both day-to-day. Sean De Silva also day-to-day. Miguel Almiron in Atlanta now. We'll see what his timelines are for getting on the field in action. And we'll see what happens with the number 9 position. There's a lot of rumor and innuendo and conflicting rumors and things coming out of England and the U.S., which you would expect. We're talking about an English club in Middlesbrough, a player who is playing there in Emmanuel Latelath, Atlanta United, based in the U.S. They want to sign him. But a lot of stuff coming out of Italy.
All the tweets out of Italy.
Really fascinating that that's where a lot of the conflicting news is coming out of. But as we've talked about on the SDH Network, and as I've said here on Atlanta Soccer Tonight as well, the agent for Emmanuel Latelath is in Italy. He is attending games. He has a number of clients in Italy. He was at a Serie C game today. I don't know exactly what's going on with this at this point because of Tom Bogert's reporting, which is stellar, saying that, no, it's just down to final details. Everything's agreed upon. And some of the reporting out of Italy, which has been a little bit back and forth of player doesn't want to make the move. Well, now they're waiting on the final things. Like, oh, the player doesn't want to make the move. It's all over the place. Does this get done next week sometime, in your opinion?
I think it does.
I think it has to.
I, man.
For a lot of people.
For a lot of people. There's so many moving parts in this. Middlesbrough has players lined up, and this is going to be basically a game of mousetrap for them. And this is the move is basically kicking the marble down the ramp to start the game of mousetrap. Because then you have knock-on effects. You have money coming in from Middlesbrough. They're still trying to get to promotion, to the golden money, the Premier League. There's a lot of knock-on effects for that. It's getting him in here if you're Atlanta, making sure the visa process is done, making sure all the money is good. There's a lot of knock-on effects for everyone involved. And now you're to the point, Jason, that Middlesbrough needs to get it done because Atlanta's window opens on the 3rd. Middlesbrough's closes on the 3rd.
Yeah, they can't replace him after Monday. I think it's 11 p.m. local time. It's going to get weird for me. It already is weird for Middlesbrough.
So they're going to be pushing for whoever is responsible for getting this over the line. Whoever the whoever's court the ball is currently in, there's going to be more screams as we get closer to, you know, 0 hour of get it done, get it done. Give us a decision. For the love of God, give us a decision so we know what to do.
I think there's a lot of using social media, using the media for a lot of different elements of it. You know, Atlanta United reportedly made an offer for Arthur Cabral to Benfica. That was after reportedly things had been agreed to with Middlesbrough for Emmanuel Latelath. That felt like it had a purpose. I think some of the reporting from Luca Bindoni with Di Marzio in Italy, again, where the agent is based, I don't think that's happening by accident. I mean, Luca doesn't cover Middlesbrough on a regular basis. Just saying, like, there's a lot of stuff happening here. So it is very complicated. I know it's very frustrating for fans out there. And you don't really have the exact equivalent outside of maybe the college football transfer portal and high school recruiting of this kind of chaos in getting a deal done.
No, and we've had our own sagas here. You know, we had the Barco watch that was...
We haven't had one like this.
No, no, that's what I mean. We haven't had one. Like, Barco watch feels like the minor leagues compared to this. Now we are, like, in three different countries are involved in tweeting things out that are surely coming from agents, and some of it may be from clubs. And then, yeah, you have, like, someone like Tom Bogert, who will put his name on things he believes in.
Yep.
This is, Tom Bogert isn't just like somebody with 20 followers who overheard their cousin's uncle's second cousin twice removed say something in a cafe. So it's not like it's just hearsay.
Yeah.
There's just so much crosstalk. Getting through all of it requires a very large machete and a lot of determination right now.
Oh, it's a mess. And I don't know how it goes. I think just to clear a couple things up from talking to folks, yes, when the window closes in England, Atlanta United could still sign him. Their window is open through April. That's how MLS's primary transfer window works. The summer window in MLS is only a month. It's flipped for England. So they're in the secondary window. It closes on Monday. So the way that that ties into this move, it wouldn't prevent Atlanta from signing Latelath. It would prevent Middlesbrough from signing a replacement if they do the deal on Tuesday, for example, or Wednesday. So the parts to watch, if you're going to really jump in on hashtag Latelath watch, maybe quite... Not quite as crazy. I don't know. I think it's crazier in some ways than Barco. Barco just dragged on for so long because Independiente wanted more money, essentially, and tried to push the issue. Yeah. And maybe they got a little bit more. I don't know. This one, you need to turn your notifications on for Tom Bogert, obviously. And you should have that if you're an MLS fan anyway. Turn your notifications on for Luca Bindoni, because he has been consistently dropping knowledge on this, or dropping something on it. We don't know if it's knowledge or not.
Something.
It's something. He's dropping things on this. So turn those notifications on. Follow your favorite Middlesbrough podcast or the Gazette there. Go ahead and turn those notifications on. And just know that you're watching for them to potentially go ahead and sign somebody. Because if they do, my guess is they have a very strong just feeling that this deal is going to get done, even if they sign somebody in the last hour on Monday and then they sell Latelath officially on Tuesday or Wednesday. So watch Middlesbrough in this window on what they bring in as much as the final word on Latelath leaving there and coming to Atlanta.
No, and that's a good point to remember, is even if 11 o'clock hits Monday night local time in Great Britain, where it's the English window is closed, if he's still on that roster, that doesn't mean he can't still come here, especially if they've made an addition.
If they've made the addition, you feel pretty good about him leaving.
Because otherwise, Middlesbrough's in a really weird spot if they make an addition and don't sell him.
Yeah, and if they don't make an addition, that doesn't completely rule out that they wouldn't sell him. But then it gets really complicated for a lot of different people involved in it. So buckle up for hashtag Latelath watch. Buckle up for Atlanta United preseason as well. You've got three games from Bradenton coming up. You've got the game on the 15th at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground. It will be streamed on Atlanta United's website. We'll have it on 92.9 The Game. Jarrett, to wrap up this edition of the Full Time Report, you know, we saw progress today. Yeah. What do you want to see continue
to progress for this group?
I think for this group, it's aggression. Okay. It's getting stuck into things. And I thought we saw it today where they were almost at times a little cynical, like where there would be a foul and someone's going to hold up play. Someone got stuck into it. Like, there was at one point where, like, three defenders were closing somebody down, and from nowhere, Tristan Muyamba came flying off of his horse and slid, like, 10 feet into the tackle. But
I thought Tristan was really good today.
Yeah.
Like, really good.
I did, too.
He needed that.
Yeah, but I want to see that aggression, and not recklessly, but – you know, getting stuck in, letting everybody know that they're going to be in a fight, and being a little cynical at times, like, oh, you committed that foul. Well, I'm going to stand over the ball, or I'm going to kick it 5 feet away and not let you take it quickly. And I'm going to make sure that I've got my teammates back to make sure everyone is where they need to be.
One element of that was Chong Kui.
Yes.
He picks up the yellow on the shirt grab. He gets beat in a 1v1. He commits a smart foul to prevent
Jay
the break.
Jay did it in the first half.
Jay did one as well. Those young players being smart in those moments. We've talked about it over the years about, having a little bit of a mean streak at times. That's a different element of a mean streak.
Yeah.
I think you saw some tackles flying in, too, when Birmingham started flying tackles in.
Yeah.
You saw reactions. That's good. But little moments of, look, we're going to do the things that we maybe don't want to do, maybe don't like to do, but we have to do to win games.
I thought we saw it from Caleb Wiley when he was a 17-year-old, when he was playing with Atlanta United, too. We would be out there in Kennesaw watching him.
Didn't play like a 17-year-old.
No, he was playing in USL at the time, championship, playing against 30-year-olds and trying to bait guys and trying to trash talk and getting stuck in on things. But, yeah, it's that playing not just technically above your age, but emotionally above your age. And you know, look, Ronnie Dial is going to keep heaping praise on Dominic Chong Kui as long as that kid keeps producing.
Yeah, Dominic Chong Kui doesn't play like a 17-year-old. He's just turned 17. He doesn't look like a 17-year-old either. Like, physically, and you talk about progression of left-back university for Atlanta United. George Bello was the first. Caleb Wiley was the next. Chong Kui, at the same age as the other two, is so much more developed physically. And I think what's been so impressive is he's been able to rise to the challenge every time he's moved up a level and continuing to either stay at the same level and then get better and better and better. He's playing better now than he did to end the MLS Next Pro season last year. He's going to potentially push for an accelerator button on the homegrown deal that kicks in next year. Depending on Amador's injury, depending on how long Lennon's out, we don't have an update on Lennon and how quickly he can get back into this group. You've got some opportunities to get Chong Kui more games in MLS this year, but you do have a limit with not being on an MLS contract. He keeps playing the way he has been. That might change.
Force his hand. I mean, it's what we ask of kids all the time, though, isn't
exactly.
it? Of force. Basically, you're asking a player to tell the coach, I'm going to play in a way that you can't keep me on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke Brennan's going to be in that same conversation where Luke Brennan is going to have to go out there and force his way into the situation in the wing.
Yeah, I think for Brennan, it's something we've talked about for about a year now, the final product.
Yeah,
I think it's getting closer and closer. I love the fearlessness from him. I loved the work from him, the creativity. It's goals and assists. Yeah. And that's what that position gets defined by. He's got it in him. When that gets unlocked, I think Luke Brennan is a problem for a lot of teams in this league. It's going to be a fun ride for the rest of preseason. Three games in Bradenton starting on Wednesday, then Saturday, then the following Wednesday. Then they're back for a game in Marietta on the 15th. And then it's the home opener a week from that, hosting Montreal at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Make sure you're following Jarrett Smith on your social media platforms, Jarrett_Smith. Sometimes it's a literal underscore. Sometimes it's actually spelled out as an underscore.
I keep you on your toes.
Yeah, you just have to take some guesses. I'm at Longshoe on any of your social media platforms. You can find me there. Make sure you're following the station, 929 The Game. Make sure you're following Mike Conti, 929, as well. We will keep you posted on all of this. Atlanta soccer tonight on Tuesday. Hopefully, will be a recap to a transfer window set of chaos on Monday. I can't guarantee that it will be. It might be more deciphering of things and smoke signals and tweets from Italy and
Just buckle up. I'll be on the air at 10 o'clock on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Full Time Report. Atlanta United wins 2-0 in Birmingham over the Birmingham Legion.